this month on an interesting note, the Great Way. I hope to be able to help you a little bit with this. I want you to remember everything you think you know is not the way. It will only keep you in the confines of your form, and your form has only one function, and that is survival. This will make you ruthless and unkind. This will put you in a posture, in a position to no longer understand anything other than what the mind can accept and present as sensible. This is why logic and reasoning are the enemy, really, of our life. They may help you understand certain situations and confrontations, but in the end, they will be those situations and those confrontations, and you will never know the light that lives within you. Lhotse explains all of this in a very interesting way. Listen to what he says. Something wonderful existed before heaven and earth, before they were manifested. It is silent. It is sacred. It alone never changes. It acts, yet no actions accrue to it. It embraces all things with love, but asks nothing for that. What name do I give this? I shall call it the Tao. Now, why is that an important insight? There's something within you, within me, that is eternal. It is inexplicable. It makes no sense whatsoever. What are all these koans that I have given you, shared with you? They all seem like nonsense. And when you're listening to my discourses, I'm sure it crosses your mind, this doesn't make sense. This is Zen. Reasoning and logic, being sensible. This betrays you because it is of the realm of your mind, of your body, of your past, of all of the things that are in your genetic nature. It has been said that Zen is the joke within the joke. Like a joke that can never be explained, and I would agree with that. It can never be explained. How could it? If you really want to know, you and I have to come to that place of letting go of the self, the idea of having a self. What is this self that is listening to me right now? Are you listening to me out of a meditative consciousness, or are you listening to me from the sensibilities of your intellect, your body, your ethnic background? What are you listening to me from? Your gender? All these things stand in the way, blind you, make you deaf. You can't hear the truth. You can't see the way, the great way, because you are so busy trying to see things out of the mental and emotional place within you. that makes sense to your genetic heritage. This is not going to help you. There's an old story. I have loved this. I remember this story being so relevant to me when I was sitting in India. My master gave this story. So simple. Once a blind man came to visit a Zen master. He came to debate his knowledge over the master's insight. The master calmly gave answers to all the blind man's questions. Finally, in total disagreement, the blind man called the Zen master an idiot, a fraud, and stood up and left. It was night, a dark night, no moon, so there were many clouds in the sky, and the master said to the blind man, "Please, before you go, take this lamp with you." The blind man looked at the master and laughed loudly. "Are you joking?" he said. "What can a lamp do for me? I cannot see. It's all the same to me whether I have a lamp or not. I can't see." But the master said, "I know. I know that you can't see. But at least others will be able to see you in the darkness that you are coming, so they will not stumble into you." Wow. The blind man was a bit taken back from this. The argument appeared to be correct, right. The blind man took the lamp and went away. He had walked only a few hundred yards, and a man walked into him, and he said, "What's the matter with you? Are you blind? Can't you see this lamp that I'm holding?" The man politely said, "No, sir, I am not blind. Excuse me, but your lamp is no longer lit. Its flame has gone out." The blind man was humbled. He went back to the master and said, "Look, never give a lamp to another blind man again. If there was no lamp, I would not have walked into this man, and he would not have walked into me. I would have walked more cautiously. I always walk cautiously, and because of this lamp, I walked as if I were no longer blind. The light went out." What a foolish thing to give a blind man a lamp. The master interrupted him and said, "Yes, this is what I tried to show you, that knowledge alone cannot create the light itself. A lamp is of no use without the light. Knowledge is of no use without awareness. Find your inner light," he said, "and you will always know where you are." It is true. What does it mean to me to find my inner light? It means I must let go of all the things of the Gregory Edward, who seeks only a living of a pen. This would be very, very difficult, this life of a pen, this life of your ancestry as well. We miss because we are constantly trying to find that which we do not see, we do not hear. We have lost our spirit. The light is your spirit. And you gave that up for money, power, prestige, seeking some kind of silly self-worth. This is what your whole life has been, is it not? You wanted more and more. Because you thought if you had more, you would be happy. Happiness, as I've said to you many times, is a quality of consciousness. There is a vast difference between right and goodness. When you are a person who has lost their spirit, all you have is the knowledge of what you think is right, what you think is fair, what you think life should be, your life. In this righteousness, you and I become extremely annoying. We become soulless. It is only in the soul that we find the lamp of light. Your life is the lamp. Your livingness is the light. If you live in the livingness of goodness. Right does not promise goodness. Not at all. So when you think you are right about something, observe, where is the goodness in this? No, not in and of the world, the goodness within you. Where is that goodness? That humility, that meekness. If I am only kind to you out of my knowledge of thinking that being kind is what it's all about, then I miss. I miss what is important. There are many, many falls that a person can take in this world. And after taking so many falls because we have no wisdom, no awareness, no consciousness, we find it hard to get up and move on. How many difficulties can a person face before they lose their spirit? The master gave the lamp to the blind man to show him the way. But the blind man could only take it personally. He missed the whole event. Everything he missed. The whole event. And in missing that event, which was to realize he had lost his spirit, he could not understand anything that the master was teaching. What am I teaching you here? What is this all about? What is my motive? What is it that I'm trying to share with you that is so valuable? It is not in the words, my dear one. It is in the gap and the spaces between the words. It is the silence that is in between each and every word I speak. My words are superfluous. They can only mean something to you if you have found the silence, the space between the words. Now you've heard me talk about this for many years, and still it is very difficult for you to understand. I've put it in so many different ways. Let love live you, etc., etc. You carry a lamp with you. You are blind, and you do not see where you are. You bump into circumstances and conditions without knowing their origin or where they came from. You live in the dark. To come into the light, you must light that lamp so you may see where you are. To do this, you must be aware. You must come into awareness. This is not a mental thing. First, you have to be devoid of all the things you think you are. You can't be listening to the chatter in your mind of telling you you're this, that, and the other. If you do that, you will miss entirely what it means to awaken. If you seek true goodness rather than self-righteousness, you will have to build a tolerance for what has happened. And instead of looking at your life as a series of very difficult things that have happened, you must give up a whole effort of thinking right over wrong, that rightness is goodness. It is not. Being right in the world can only bring about disaster in our life. Goodness is wisdom. It is realizing and knowing that which is from that which is not. It is about entering into some sense of perfection that lives within you. In the beginning, Lao Tzu said, there is the void. The void is without name and form. In this oneness, in this one, is the being in whom all things exist. This is the living one. It is you without the need for form. When you no longer need form, form of thought, form for self-righteousness, form of right over wrong, good over bad, that kind of thing, when you are no longer arguing, when you are no longer in moral entanglements, that is when it will happen. That is when your goodness will shine. This only happens through meditation, only in meditation. In our silence is our strength. This is why I tell you, what is our lifestyle? To regain that light in the lamp of our life. Simplicity, solitude, silence. To live silently. To live without the need for stimulus. And to live in a very simple manner. All these things have their place in our life. All these things are the way of our life. We follow the way of living, wanting merely to survive and not to truly live. Don't allow your living to take away your life. Live in the lamp. Live as the lamp, but light it with your heart. Let's meditate together. Gone, gone, gone. Live beyond the logic and reasoning. Gone, gone, gone. Let the lamp